Covering a familiar song is by now one of the most common and often most cynical of commercial strategies. The musicians hook you with a melody you know in your sleep, and you listen, comparing the new version with your memories of the original. Right now, for example, the Australian singer Kylie Minogue has a top 10 hit with a bloodless version of the 1962 Little Eva hit, The Locomotion. Kylie Minogue's deathless interpretation of The Locomotion, a song written, by the way, by Carole King. It's easy to be dismissive of cover versions these days. Over the past few years, we've been surrounded by the exploitation of great pop music in TV commercials. But once in a while, a new cover version causes a minor stir, because it offers an honest reinterpretation of a song that's an artistic statement as much as it is a commercial gesture. That's what happened recently with the Cowboy Junkies version of Lou Reed's Sweet Jane. You may have seen this Canadian band perform this song over the past weekend on Saturday Night Live. Like virtually everything else the Cowboy Junkies do, they take this song and slow it down, then puff it up with the smoky vocals of Margot Timmins. Anyone has ever had a heart? Wouldn't turn around and break it. And anyone has ever played a part? Cowboy Junkies are attracting raves for that song. Even its author, Lou Reed, has complimented it. And the band's new album, The Trinity Session, is an admired cult item. My dissenting view is that the band's humorlessness is deadly, that their pretty music is too solemn to do much for a listener. Sometimes the best sort of cover versions are the ones that rework the source material drastically, leaving only the skeleton of the original melody while creating something new all around it. That's what the rapper Tone Loke did with his big hit single Wild Thing, which I played a couple of weeks ago. And that's also what Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers have done on their new version of the T-Bone Walker standard, Stormy Monday. Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. That style is go-go music, the percussive mixture of funk, soul, and rap that's popular in Washington, D.C. and only a few other places, a true pop world anomaly. As I said before, the current rage for cover versions has inspired a lot of dreck, and no roundup of such music would be complete without an example of true awfulness. I have just the thing. It's by Rick Astley, the skinny young Englishman with the big, booming voice. His crime against culture is this new version of the Temptations' Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling, please don't. Rick Astley with one of the more convincing arguments for the death penalty. While some cover versions inspire murderous desires, there are also ones that charm you utterly. The New Orleans group The Dirty Dozen Brass Band has made a new album called Voodoo that includes a number of beguiling cover versions. Among the best is this one, a new interpretation of Bobby Womack's rock classic It's All Over Now, featuring a growly vocal by Dr. John.